This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us 24-7 on demand. You need to be spreading the word. Hey, listen, I want to thank you the same way the Democrats are thanking black women. That's right. New strategy by the Democrats. Can you see it coming? Can you see it a mile away? Hey, black women, thank you for getting Roy Moore not elected and getting Doug Jones elected. What would we do without you, you black women? You want to know who really despises the left? They don't tell you this. Black women are smarter than these leftists think by a long shot. When I talk to black women, they get it. They look at these white chicks that go out and get married, find great men, go live with a picket fence, blah, 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 and all their feminist activities and, you know, have families and soccer games and vacations and stuff, and these black women are struggling. If there's anybody that the Republicans want to win over, the conservative movement wants to win over, you target black women. Don't target blacks. Target black women. That'll do it. That's why the left is doing this. They're like, we love you so much. That's why 72% of you are raising your children by yourself. We're loving you to death. You know how many black women call their sons and even their daughters from prison? That's where they get their phone calls from their sons and their daughters. Hey, mama, how you doing? You know, can you put some more money on my account? They take those expensive $12 a minute phone calls. Why does it cost that much to call from prison? Because it's a luxury. Think about what that does to a poor woman who's trying to stay in contact with her husband. I mean, or her, not her husband, but her son or her daughter who's been sent upstate. She's got no ride, no way to get up there. And the Democrats say, oh, you know what? These phones that cost $12 a minute. I remember when my uncle would call me from prison. Collect call from Ray Jackson. I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going to give him 2 minutes, and that's it. It was like 20, 25 bucks to talk to this dude. And, you know, and I tried to, you know, just keep his spirits up and the whole deal. But I'm just saying, they care about him, but nobody's ever addressed that. Why is a prison phone call that much? So I could go on. The point is, it is our responsibility as conservatives to target these women, and I'm talking about it in a good way. Let's figure out what their specific needs are, because their needs are not going to be met by the government. The government is going to come in and go, yeah, you want a little more welfare? You want a little more of this? Hey, thank you for your patronage, black women. Anyway, that's not all I want to talk about. We got a ton to talk about. Congress is scared. The Pentagon's going to get, audited. They're worried about that. They're worried about, and that's like secondary. Just think about this. The Pentagon's going to get audited. They think that there's at least $3 trillion missing. $3 trillion with a T. And I know how it's spent, how money gets spent in D.C. I know they're scared. But think about this. While all that's looming, Donald Trump's going, we may not can audit the Fed, but we can audit certain agencies, and we're going to find out where this money is. It was already done by HUD, and $523 billion was discovered misappropriated by Dr. Ben Carson. You know, our brain surgeon, the black dude that Trump hired. So lots going on there. But while all that's looming, we've got all other kinds of scandals. We've learned, in case you missed the earlier part of the broadcast, which you can find out what you missed by going to KJRadio.com. But we learned that Lisa Bloom, an attorney, tried to set up Donald Trump with these, you know, this bimbo eruption where she was paying people to say, Donald Trump grabbed me by my naughty bits. And so up to $750,000, and there were women going, I wouldn't accept it. You know, I don't know who these women were, who they were going after. But you know who accepted? The leftists. You know who didn't? The conservative women, they said, I'm not going to accept that. $750,000. That is a person of character. Now, here's Bloom out there getting money from PACs. that support Hillary Clinton. And then when they ask her for the list of donors that she contacted or people that did donate, no, mum's the word. Hey, what PACs did you work with? That's electioneering, interfering with an election, and she doesn't want to give up the goodies. Maybe we should have Trump go in there and grab her by the naughty bits. As my grandmother would say, he had me by the short hairs. That's what he would say when somebody, had the better of him. Anyway, there's that going on. More sex scandals being, in fact, there was a sex scandal just recently, and it was a Democrat. Maybe we'll get into that. But they're saying there's going to be an explosion of sex scandals. They're also saying this week there's going to be an explosion of FBI scandals. And we've already got enough. If we stopped right here, we'd be okay. I'm talking about on the FBI. We'd be okay. Mueller is now scared. He's wanting to call a meeting with Donald Trump, with Donald Trump's attorneys, President Trump's attorneys. Now we're finding out, the GSA gave some data that they weren't supposed to during the transition. You know, the transition period where Obama vowed he would help make it a smooth transition for Donald Trump and his team, which essentially meant he was going to make Donald Trump's life a living hell. That's what he did. But guess who it's going to backfire on? Here's a hint. The black guy. Yeah. Barack Obama is going to be in big trouble, and we've all been waiting for it. I haven't wished it on him, but you know what? There's a point where you do go, you know what? He deserves this. See, karma's a conservative. People didn't realize this. We never knew what karma was. We're like, karma? Who's karma? Oh, don't say that. Karma will get you. And we thought karma would just get, karma will go after everybody. No, karma goes after liberals, leftists, progressives, because karma understands this about you and me. Karma goes, hey, at least they try. At least they have a core. You know, there's some morality there. They have ethics. They live by a set of rules. But not on the other side. So karma's like, you know what? I don't know when it happened. Somebody said it was around 1977. Karma became a conservative. But now she is. And she is coming back. And she looks like Medusa. She's got snakes on her head. And she is biting leftists left. Left and right. Love karma. So we got all kinds of things brewing today. And I'm so happy that you're here. So I talked earlier about Mueller requesting this meeting for the FBI. And CNN was trying to spin it as, well, they're trying to get this investigation stopped. Let me tell you, Jay Sekulow, those guys, bring it. They don't care. Get your popcorn. Get your ticket on Fandango. Get your Coca-Cola. I can't say Coke because liberals will think something else. Be ready for tomorrow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. So, I was under the impression, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong here, just send us a note at kjradio.com or call the show, 844-551-8255. But I was under the impression here that women were not flourishing under Donald Trump. Remember that? We played a clip a while back and a lady said, you better get your abortions now. Donald Trump's been elected. Oh, no. I wonder if there's been a run on abortions. Or are leftist women still killing babies at the same rate? I'm just curious. Somebody can let me know. We talk about the Chicago murder rate. We ought to be giving you statistics on baby killing under Trump. Certainly it has to have gone up, right? Women are now going out going, oh, dude, get me pregnant so I can have an abortion before I have to get one abortion. Because, you know, I better get this abortion now while, you know, Donald Trump isn't president before he changes all the rules. I know that was a little convoluted. I'm not here to be understood all the time. Sometimes you have to leave the audience in a cryptic way where they're going, I heard Kevin, but I'm not exactly sure what he was saying. Y'all can check with each other on notes and stuff, you know, because this is college. This is the Blacksmith University. Kevin Jackson, the chancellor. And I teach all the classes. And you can go check with someone. Listen, did you happen to record the show that day that Kevin was talking about such and such? KJRadio.com. You can get the show 24/7 anytime you want. And that's the good thing about this. You know, if there's a person out there that's like really good at YouTube and videos and stuff, let us know. We got to get, everybody's telling me, Kevin, you got to put the show on YouTube and that's going to get your numbers right. And I told my team, I said, I ain't doing anything. There is nothing separate that I'm going to do until I know exactly how it works and how we can monetize it, because this is about the message. I'm not going to do videos and we get 100 people watch a video. Kevin, that's 100 more people. No, it isn't. That's 100 people that were going to watch whatever I put up. If you tell me how to get to 1 million, 5 million people on YouTube, Kevin, this is what you do. Now, brother, you get yourself your camera, you set it up. Oh, hold on a minute. You just said the magic words. When you coming over to do it? Come hang out with me. Come on, hang out with the Kevin Jackson, and we'll get it all set up. If you are an efficiency expert, give me a call. Contact me, kjradio.com, or give me a call, 844-551-8255. A lady told me, she says, Kevin, I'm a great admin, administrative assistant. You know, when you're ready to hire me, let me know. I'm like, please. Let me tell you, we don't have money for extraneous stuff. You have to be able to say, what I'm going to do, it will bring this much value to you, and then we're good to go. We are good to go. And I don't care. We will bring you on board, and if you show me, Kevin, I will save you $5,000 a month, then I'll tell you how much of it I'm willing to give to you. You tell me I will earn you $20,000 a month, I'll tell you how much we're going to give to you. And it'll be fair because you get to pick. You get to pick. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. And we got a lot of people that earn their weight every day. Every single day. Up in here. Anyway, women, I thought you weren't going to flourish under Trump. Leftist women. I'm not talking to my conservative girls. No, you ladies are amazing. I'm talking about the women. Yep. And one girl wants to get her abortion. So, go. We better get our free birth control. Yeah, why don't y'all gang them up? You know, save all those condoms in a big old shoebox or something. Last you, what, a couple of months? You know, not even, what, a month? What do you think, Mr. Producer? How long would a shoebox full of condoms last the average female on the left? About a week? That's what I was thinking, too. Anyway, I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. What else we got? Women need protecting. Gloria Steinem came out of the woodwork. Yeah, Gloria Steinem. And she's like, you know, women's rights and women and women, women and women, women. And she gave a speech, you know, pro-woman, anti-man. The women's movement reminds me right now, it's funny that they're flourishing under Donald Trump. Think about this. The women's movement is flourishing. They have gotten rid of congressmen. They've gotten rid of news people. Christiane Amanpour replaced Brian Ross already. We got Top Chef. What was his name? Batali? You know, big old Italian dude, redhead, ginger. He has been accused by four different women of being a lecherous leftist. By the way, took pictures with Bill Clinton, very good friends of the left, Mario Batali. Who's replacing him? Probably some, you know, feminist chef. She'll make, I don't know, what do feminists cook? Meatballs? Matzah? What do they cook? Yeah, but you know they're going to be black. I'm just saying. Putting it out there. So you got that going on. Who else? You got Kirsten Gillibrand. She's the new face of the leftist movement, new feminist out there, protecting people against Donald Trump and all that. They said she led the way to get rid of Al Franken. Yeah, I'm sure she did. I'm sure Kirsten Gillibrand said, hey, you know what, Pelosi and Schumer, we're going to get rid of that doggone Al Franken. He's just no good. I'm in the Senate. I don't want him in the Senate anymore. I'm afraid to walk by him. I want a new strategy here. We're going to get rid of Franken. Or maybe they got together and said, hey, listen, we got rid of Conyers. We get rid of Franken. Then we go put the pressure on Donald Trump. dun, 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 dun. And Trump was like, yeah, go ahead, bring it. Bring it. You've tried it already once, and I beat you. I beat you bad. I beat your girl. Beat her buttocks. Smeared them all over the floor. You know what Trump would say. Whatever. And he crushed them, but they're going to do it again. Because women need protecting. Poor babies. I just feel so sorry for the women folk. Yeah, the women folk in America are being oppressed. Now, I'm sure this is going to be in all of the Middle East periodicals and newspapers. Time Middle East. Newsweek Middle East. GQ Middle East. Maybe they'll show the film on the Saudi movie theaters that will be opening soon. Yeah, white women in America, very oppressed. You know what's so what's funny to me when I think about Roy Moore and all the stuff that's going on with Judge Moore? Yeah, Judge Moore. I think about how people were so willing to jump to conclusions on him. How pathetic is that? You know, don't even give the guy the benefit of the doubt. And the reason why I keep talking about this is because if we don't do this and women get the benefit of the doubt, leftist women are who are going to get the benefit of the doubt. See, conservative women, no, if a man hits on a conservative woman and she doesn't like him, she says, no, thanks, Bill. No, I'm married, or Bill, let's just not go there. She's, you know, she's done. And Bill knows in no uncertain terms, okay, I've been rebuffed. That's the end of it. But leftist women, no, they have latent, you know, it'll be 2 years later, oh my gosh. He asked me out and I told him no, but he asked me out. Oh my goodness. He's such a lecherous man. And you know, when it comes, when he's about to be somebody. Yeah, when he's a nobody, nobody cares.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about boldness and what you do. Boldness is the way you approach the things that you know about, right? If you don't know something about something, you tend to approach it very tepid. You know, you tiptoe around it. One time I had to teach this class, and I just started learning the subject, and IBM goes, "Hey, Kevin, you seem to know a lot about it. Why don't you go?" And I was like, "Nah, I don't really know this, you know, enough about it to kind of be dangerous." They go, "Well, we don't have anybody else to go. You know, you're going to have to go." So I go, and I know all the book material, but I hadn't put it into practice, right? And so I'm doing this presentation, and the majority of the people that are there, they hadn't even read the book. So I could dazzle them. But there were a couple people there who were, they knew what they were doing. They had used the product and, you know, they had tried to program with it and all that. And they were asking other questions. And, you know, so we got into, well, Kevin, you know, are we talking about JDK 1.2 or, because we're now a JD, you know, that's Java Development Kit. But, you know, we're talking about JDK 1.5 or are we talking about JDK 1.4? And I'm like, well, why do you ask? He goes, because we've been trying to get JDK 1.4 to work. So is there a new one coming out? And I didn't have an answer. And I had never played with the Java Development Kit. I was still, you know, dinking around with a 1.2. But it was funny how unprepared I felt and how, you know, you aren't bold when you know that the people in your audience know more than you do. It's like a stand-up comic, you know, a rookie, and people start to heckle him, and he's like, oh, you know, end of story. So the key is this. You're bold when you know something. When it's been there, done that. You're not fooling me. I got this down, whatever. Donald Trump is bold because this is not that difficult for him. The Barack Obama really demonstrated no boldness. The only thing Barack Obama was bold about was the idea of, I mean, he was bold about his ideology, but it was wrong. He knows his ideology. He didn't feel like it worked, but that didn't matter. He was bold in the ideology, but in the implementation of it, he stunk. Donald Trump's bold in the ideology because he knows it works. That's it. And so my question to you is, are you? People are questioning you all the time. They're questioning you, well, why do you like Donald Trump's tax plan? Or why do you like this thing on immigration? Why do you like this? Are you bold in saying, here's the reason why? Let me answer it for a lot of people. Sorry to tell you, you're not. You're kind of wimpy. And you're wimpy for all the wrong reasons. You know you're right, but you're afraid. You're afraid of the ramifications. And so the question I'm going to ask you now is, are you going to stay this way? The left wants you to stay this way. They need you to shut up. They need you to let their voices be heard. We silenced them on November the 8th of 2016. You want to talk about a gut punch, a kick in the crotch, call it whatever you want, a hit right on the button. We knocked them the heck out. And then they got up and were like, where's the fight at? Now they're still bold, right? And my question is, do you want to let them up? Do you want to not go back in there and say, oh, you got up and you still think there's a fight? Boop, and are ready to knock them out again. Because if you don't, I promise you, they will pretend the fight never happened. So what's going on right now? Why can we be so bold? Donald Trump's gotten everything pretty much he wants. May not be in the timing that he's wanted. He's used to disappointment. Can't get a, you know, building permit or something to do. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the routine, right? You think this guy's not used to some delays? So ask yourself this. This is a guy that builds these magnificent buildings in the middle of the most expensive real estate in the world. And that building, every day that it's not got, that it's not occupied, is costing him thousands, if not millions of dollars. Think about the number of shops and the number of penthouses and apartments and stuff. So I don't know what a typical building would hold, but let's say it's got 500 units. And those 500 units would be sold for a minimum of $5 million each. Somebody wants to do the math, you can. So you've got billions of dollars at play waiting on this building to be finished. And so you can amortize that back and say, how much does it cost me? What is the time value of me not having that $2.5 billion in my bank account doing something else versus it, you know, being in other people's pockets? So that's how Trump thinks. So there may be a delay on the Muslim immigration travel ban or whatever, travel order is what it really is, but I'll get through the delay. That delay doesn't it costs lives. The Trump looks at it as it costs lives, but those lives are going to be on you, but I'm going to continue to work it. So he went through the process, through the courts. So there, that's what happened. You can look at that as part of refugee resettlement. We've already seen the outcome of his border policy. Every time somebody comes over, a potential for a job is lost, a potential for loss of American life. The productivity of America goes down every time an interloper comes here and wants to live off the system. Donald Trump sees it as, if I stop illegal immigration and I send a bunch of people home that aren't working and are unproductive, that rises, that means that our GDP goes up. He sees the business value of doing that. And he also sees the legality. So that's what you're looking at, a guy who understands all this stuff. The left thinks, oh, he's never going to get his tax reform. They're already, now it's almost become a foregone conclusion. They said, how's he going to drain the swamp? He can't drain the swamp. Look, rhinos are leaving in droves. Flake, Corker, Conyers, Franken, he just bailed out. And there will be many more. He talks about the love of this country. He attacked the NFL kneelers, Kaepernick. They can give Kaepernick all the awards they want. It will not affect what Donald Trump is doing. He's sending a shot over the bow to corporations. He's saying, if you want to do this, you will suffer. And so people, oh, Kevin, I don't understand why he's all in the middle of that. He's in the middle of it because it has to do with Make America Great Again. These guys do not want America to be great, and they want to glorify a guy that hates this country. He's not going to allow it to happen. But you want to know what his biggest accomplishment is? Donald Trump's biggest accomplishment is ignoring the left. Most people, I mean, you're subject to human nature and go, I want them to love me. I want them to adore me. Donald Trump says, they hate me. I know it. They're fake news because they have no reason to hate me. And in doing that, he's saying, I ignore them. You know what? If I got to self-aggrandize, I'll do it. Hey, look at me. I'm great. Watch what I do over here. I'm going to bring these guys back from China. I'm going to bring back some money and trade from China. I'm going to do this over here. I'm going to make the Middle East carry their own debt fighting the war on terror. Bold and decisive. So we've got border crossings at the lowest level ever. I mean, not ever, but in a long time. People going back home from Mexico, which means the expatriate money that's been leaving the United States no longer leaves the United States. And every one of these policies has a long-range implication. That's what you got to think about. Now, I will say this. I'm not happy with Donald Trump and how he wants to deal with entitlements. I'm not happy with how he wants to deal with Social Security. I'm not happy with what he wants to deal with Medicare. He says we shouldn't touch those. They're sacred cows. And I say sacred cows make the best burgers. So at some point, we can't ignore this mega trillion dollar bubble that's ready to happen. Now, let me tell you why Donald Trump isn't as worried about that as most people. He sees it as if we get our GDP up to 5-6% and the economy's humming along and we can start to reduce the deficit, then we'll pay down this debt. The level of productivity will rise and we'll be able to pay down. And he's talking true. So he looks at it this way. Think about this. We've made $6 trillion in the stock market or something like that since he took over. He looks at what your house value will be. He looks at getting rid of people that aren't working, bringing in people who are, bringing up people who will. And he's measuring all these numbers and saying, our GDP used to be $14 trillion, give or take. Now it's already rising. It's $17, $18 trillion. So if we can get our GDP into the $20 trillion range, we can start paying down that debt to the people that have already paid in, so to speak. That's what he's thinking. That's going to take a lot of productivity sustained for that to work. But at least we're moving in the right direction for somebody that says, I don't want to touch those entitlements. So, you know, we're going to have a come to loggerheads, all of us, with Donald Trump on this issue. But right now, I got to give this guy a solid A.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a funny story. Oh, it's a funny story. So the Chinese have gotten themselves into a pickle. See, these patriarchal societies have put an emphasis on one sex versus the other versus letting nature take its course. Find themselves, you know, sort of on the losing end of things. God has a way of figuring things out. Now, I'll put it to you another way, too. All these Muslims that are just breeding like cats, or like rabbits, I should say. Believe me, nature will fix things. I've seen all these stories where these guys are really deformed and crazy looking because of inbreeding and things like this. I don't know what's going to happen, but the nature has a way of going, okay, you shouldn't have been doing what I told you not to do, but bam, And next thing you know, a billion people die out for some strange reason. And it doesn't impact somebody else because, you know, they've got stronger gene pools or whatever. Who knows? But that's what you start to see. Anyway, this is a funny story. So around mid-November, Human Rights Watch did a report on China's gay conversion problem, is what they're calling it. Powerful firsthand accounts expose how state-owned hospitals are using electric shock machines and medication to convert gays to some form of normalcy. And the practice is an open secret in China, where a majority of gays are forced by their families in the hospitals because the culture labels it as a, quote, curable disease. Those Chinese, the Chinese just don't care. They kick out Muslims. They actually arrest black people. And now they think they call gay a curable disease. I'm not making a one thing one way or the other. I don't know. I've never been gay. I have no gay. There's not any gay tendencies. Somebody asked me a question. Kevin, if it was you and your bro on an island and it was only you two, would you eventually be gay? No. He would have nobody. He might be gay, but he wouldn't be my gay partner. You know, this just isn't going to happen. I have no interest in a dude, period. I don't care. Kevin, you're going to live the next 1,000 years and he's going to be your only partner. Well, then we bros. What's up? You know? We'll make football. We will weave footballs together. If that makes me gay, I will weave the center string of a football with my buddy, you know, my buddy. But that's it. I got no interest in him. Sorry. I know that offends some people's. I don't know why that would offend somebody's sensibilities. And I go, no, make it 1,000,000 years. Okay. If that makes you feel better. No. Anyway, they say the World Psychiatric Association has come out denouncing the practice as unethical, unscientific, and harmful. Now, they're saying that the practices that they use to get gay people right, normal, the conversion process, is more diabolical than anything we've ever done at Gitmo. And they said, this article says that the Chinese knew the world would figure out about their inhumane treatments to literally shock the gay out of you. Surprise! Dang it, man, I'm no longer gay. Back in 2015, but it says the government approved the research team at Zhejiang University in Honghu to study the effects of spraying oxytocin up the noses of homosexual men to see how it affects their sexual orientation. Now, oxytocin is best known for its roles in the female reproductive system. Scientists have been investigating it, including behaviors around orgasm, social recognition, bonding, and maternal behaviors. The article says it's known as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because levels of oxytocin are increased during hugs and sexual activity. So they say the connection is not well understood, which is why they wanted to study the effects, and they'd spray this natural hormone up gay men's noses. Well, I'm glad they chose their noses. That's a good thing. So Darius Longarino, a senior fellow at the Yale Law School, he said that the 2-year study was in its final stages and would be out at the end of December. Researchers then conducted a blind study with 20 test subjects who were divided into groups. One group had oxytocin sprayed up their nose, while the others used a placebo saline solution. The study began in October 2015 after being approved by an ethics committee and is set up to end at the end of the year. Now, they're being measured on a Kinsey scale, the Klein scale, through gender cognitive tests and functional magnetic resonance imaging of the brain by testing their blood pressure. So the deputy director of the Department of Psychology at the university said he's going to be in charge of the study. Now, I'm very curious to see what happens. Can you spray something up somebody's nose? It'll make them, oh, hey, you know. But here's what got them into trouble. When they were starting the trial, they posted it as a Chinese clinical trial registry. And in the space form target disease, somebody wrote male homosexual. And that's what caught the ire, you know, the eye and the ire of the LGBT community. So they've since defined it as a basic study because they're not trying to cure the disease. They're wanting to just study, you know, what happens if we spray oxytocin up your nose? Does it make you want to, I don't know, go meet a dude, you know, at a bathhouse? So that's where they're at. Now, here's what's interesting. Back in 2015, researchers at Universidad Veracruzana in Mexico found that they were able to induce a conditioned homosexual preference in male rats by giving them oxytocin and the psychoactive drug, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Quinperol. And so they at least believe that the chemical, you know, by mixing these chemicals, they can affect turn you out. Yeah. And they said it seems like a likely group of men had a better time these last few years than the other group, because they found that taking oxytocin before lovemaking for a much more intense, you know, session, if you will, particularly for men. Now, I don't know what the outcome of this thing is going to be, but the funny thing to me is that they call this a disease in China. I'm not saying that it is. And I think the other thing is this. Why shouldn't gay people be studied? They studied blacks. What was it? The Tuskegee experiment was where they gave blacks syphilis, untreated syphilis, just to see the impact of it on the body. I mean, can you imagine? You go in, and they say, well, the government wants to do something on you. And so, okay, fine. So you go in, they give you a shot, and they introduce syphilis to your body. You know, I mean, it's a dreaded disease. I mean, guys, eats away. When I was in military school, they show you every type of, you know, thing that you can get, and that's not the one you want. I mean, you don't want any of them, but that's not the one. And so they treat these guys, and you end up going senile. And so I'm not saying that people should be experimenting on for bad things, but I'm saying, what's the harm in experimenting on gay men? I'm saying looking at what might drive the behavior. If they said, Kevin, we want to study what drives the behavior of heterosexual men. Don't say there was a Freudian slip either. I would go, okay, fine. How much does it pay? Because I'll let you study me. I'm not going to take any pills or anything, but if you go, hey, we just want to study what makes your brain float. Okay, hook me up. You know, where are white women at? No, I'm kidding. I was just using a Blazing Saddles reference to make some liberals go crazy. But what's the big deal? What if you found out there's a theory, and I think it's if your index finger, and I may get this wrong, if your index finger is lower than the line on your middle finger, then that's how a woman's hand is, a woman's hand, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe, yeah, I think that's right. If the index finger is lower than the line or equal to the line, men's finger is always above that line. I don't remember, but it's something like that. You can look at a hand, they can put it on the table, and you can go woman or man from that one thing. And I looked at it. I would go places and I would look at people's hands and I'd go, I'll be doggone looking at that woman's hands just like that. And there was a couple times there was an exception. And I was like, you're a man, baby. You know, I don't know whether maybe the lady didn't look as effeminate as I thought she would. But I'm telling you, you look at it. When women's hand was above whatever the line was, they weren't effeminate. They were kind of, you know, mannish. So anyway, there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. We got to end it there today, folks. I will be back again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.